I live in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
And I would like to ask if there was an extremely, extremely now, brilliant, bright orange moon Friday morning between 4 and 4:30. It was so glowing around it. It was across the street from my house when I looked out the window. I've never seen the moon that brilliant or that large and that orange with that brilliance around it.
Are you talking about a full moon?
Well, yes, but I've been looking at the moon before and after that day, and I have never seen the moon.
No, there's no full
moon. Ever look like that?
No. Did you see this in your area?
Yes, I did. It was right across the street from me. I guess you would say, hanging above my neighbor's house. I can't imagine the size of it. I know that I can put my arms up and make it look huge, but no telling how big it would have been in the sky. I just know that it was big.
This was like a full moon?
Yes,
round.
Just extremely brilliant. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I watched, to begin with, why I watched it, we have a dog, and she barked. And I assumed that she had woke me up, and I assumed that she had heard a cat, and I let her out our back door. And while I was waiting for her to come back in, I walked through our den, and I noticed the light coming in through my front window.
Yes.
And I went to the door, and I thought, my goodness, I've never seen the moon so bright. So I went into my living room and pulled my drapes, and I was just amazed at the brilliance of this color and all. And so I stood and I watched it. And my eyes started to bother me. And so I left the room. I thought, well, maybe it's just so bright, you know, and I shouldn't be staring at it. And so I went into the other room. And when I came back, it was still there, but it had started to move. And it had, you know, had moved further into the west. And I guess it would be about the size of what I would say, what I call a regular moon, which is small. It was red just at the top. And then as it started to move between the houses, I went outside and I got up on top of the bumper part of our car and I watched it because it looked like it had taken an uneven shape from the top, like it was dark. And I looked down to the ground because I was afraid I might lose my balance. And when I looked up, it was gone.
Okay. Now you say this was right across the street?
Yes.
Hovering over the house?
Yes. I mean, it wasn't just right on top of it.
Right.
But, I mean, it was over it because it was just right in front of my front window, right above the house across the street.
Any estimate on how far off of the roof?
Oh, goodness. We live up on a hill, and it's kind of hard to, the houses across the street are higher than my house.
Oh, I see.
I would say 4 or 5 feet, maybe more.
Okay.
But it was probably more, but I would say at least that much.
Okay, now, while you were watching this, did the color and brightness remain about the same as it was hovering over the house?
Yes, until the brilliance around the object changed.
Uh-huh.
And when I looked out, as I was in the house and started to go through, we live right off of I-20, and we have an overpass, and the trucks go back and forth, make a strange sound when they go over the bridge.
Right.
I heard that. Yet when I went to the window and looked out, there was no sound. I couldn't hear anything. I was just taken by this, by the glowing of it, the brilliance and the size of it all. It was just so terribly, terribly quiet. And I looked up and down our street because it was so bright. We do have a few homes with gas lanterns, you know, out in
yes.
the front yards. And I thought, well, maybe it's between them and the moon that makes this look so brilliant. But when the when my eyes started to kind of burn and I started to have a headache, it's when I left and went into the other room because I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't be staring at it like this with the naked eye. And when I came back, the glowing around it was not as bright, and it just dimmed away, and then it seemed like the outside came back into perspective, you know, like just regular night, regular lights from the neon signs that are up, and house lights and what have you.
But at this brightness from, there was a glow from the object, did that block all of that out while you were looking at it? In other words, was it so bright that these other lighted fixtures and so forth could not be seen?
Well, I didn't notice them.
Okay.
I know they're there because I see them every day, but I guess I was so amazed at it. It's so hard to explain it because it was as if they didn't exist to a certain extent because I was not concentrating, you know, on anything else. I was just so amazed by the size and all of what I thought was the moon.
Now, would you say that this object in diameter was bigger than the house itself?
Mm.
It seemed to overlap the sides of the house.
Well, it seemed to cover. I wouldn't say that it overlapped the whole house, but I would say it took probably the whole middle section of it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it was that big around.
And this was Friday morning?
Yes, because when I got up, when our dog barked, I looked at a clock. I have a big clock on my wall, and it said 4 o'clock. After I came back into the house after it was gone, I looked at the clock again because I had to look at it. As I come into the house, it said 4:30.
Okay.
And then I heard our dog scratching to be let back in.
Okay. Did you hear any other dogs barking outdoors?
No, and we have many, many dogs on our area. No, I just heard our one. The only thing that I think that unless she didn't hear a cat was that she was sleeping in the front bedroom on our son's bed, and either the bright light, she may have thought it was a car coming through the window, she may have thought it was a car, and she barked.
Uh-huh.
But she only barked one time.
Okay. And this whole event took about 30 minutes?
Yes, sir.
4 to 4:30, okay.
Yes. And as it, when it went away, it was, I don't know, it seemed like it just got smaller, like it was kind of lopsided on top. I don't know if that was the night, if it was going away, getting smaller, or what it was. It would just seem like it appeared to get dark from the top down.
Okay, do you know the people in the house that it was hovering over?
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to them?
No, I haven't even told my husband.
Uh-huh, okay.
For one thing, he doesn't like me to go out at night because he doesn't want me outside.
Right. Okay. Have you had any additional trouble with your eyes?
Well, that is true. I had had some eye surgery performed on it in October.
Uh-huh.
And so when I first was looking at it, it's just that I had muscle surgery done to bring the eye back into focus.
Yes.
I thought, well, maybe that's why it's burning. It's because I had had some eye surgery.
But have you had any trouble since this event?
No, sir.
Okay, how about the headaches?
No.
No problem. Okay, have you
had... I just figured it was because it was so bright and that I had had eye surgery.
Did you have any other unusual physical sensations while all this was going on?
No, just that it was... Well, as I said, when I went in there and I heard a truck, but after the... everything else seemed to just not be there, I guess you would say. I never heard the trucks going on the overpass. I live only a mile and a half from Carswell Air Force Base, approximately a mile and a half from Carswell Air Force Base. I heard no planes, and yet I know that they fly back and forth all the time. I just didn't hear anything.
Okay.
It was just kind of peaceful and tranquil.
Seemed to be watched by this thing.
Well, gosh, I don't know if you'd say watched. It was just over it.
Right.
He is a captain in the Air Force.
Okay.
Is this, am I seeing things?
No, ma'am. As a matter of fact, I was on duty during the early a.m. hours about a week ago, and we got a call from another lady in Fort Worth who has described the identical thing that you've described.
Oh, I see.
Only this object was hovering over the home just next door to them.
I see.
So something is going on down there.
Well, I haven't said anything to anyone because, you know, people have a tendency to kind of laugh at you.
Okay, would you be willing to talk to someone if we could get them into that area?
Yes.
We'd like to get a complete picture of exactly what went on. Okay, where did you get our number?
Well, I had called the Fort Worth Police Department.
Okay. Well, we appreciate this report, and if we come up with any additional information on this, why, we'll be more than happy to get back to you and let you know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.